That's new. Okay.
You have to click continue.
I have to click continue?
Yeah.
I guess each of us do, huh?
Everyone has to. Okay. All right. Well, we'll get started. And that's what it is. Okay, great. Well, welcome everyone. It's really nice to be together. It's nice to see everybody's faces. And I think holidays and Shabbat during this time both bring me feeling closer to people, but also feeling farther away. So I think that probably each of us, wherever we are, is experiencing that and feeling both the closeness of seeing each other on these squares and also feeling very distant. So we're going to light candles tonight and bring some joy into our lives and also just take some time to be in whatever space that we're in. I want to start with a poem by Suzanne Sobranski, and it's called The Salve, which is Shabbat. It is a covenant as old as our people, a promise carried throughout the ages. God will keep those who keep Shabbat. And yet today we struggle to find peace of mind. We struggle to find the inner calm of Shabbat. We struggle to feel the love of the Shekhinah. We have gained solace in the arms of community, coming together on Friday and Saturday, sharing the prayers of each other. The humanity of joining together is now absent from our lives, leaving us to yearn for the hugs and the smiles. The salve of Shabbat remains despite social distancing. The words of the Shema still define our being. The lessons of the Torah are still a tree of life. Though our world has been turned upside down, God still provides Sukkot Shalom, the shelter and peace of the day of rest, the salve which is Shabbat. Shabbat cares for us as we celebrate Shabbat. We care for Shabbat as it celebrates us. Shabbat is our connection to each other in all times. So glad that we're here together to be connected with friends, with family. I'll light candles here. We can observe, and if you have candles, light them along with us. As usual, Ruby has arrived, our dog, and is pacing the scene. And so I'm sure she'll make her appearance as we go.
Here we have another
thing for us. Here we go. So I'm lighting the candles and feel free to join me. This is our fourth Shabbat together on Zoom and Facebook. Whoops. And we're here. We've been doing this since March 20th. So it's pretty wild to think about all the time that we have been doing this together in these squares. And I'm definitely gaining a sense of togetherness from it, and I hope you are too. So as I say each week, lighting the Shabbat candles gives us the opportunity to bring in our intentions, whether we'd like to let go of some of the worries and the fears that are following us, whether we want to grab onto some of the peace and the joy that we hope for Shabbat, or the sense of rest that we need. Whatever it is, we can each bring our own intentions of what we'd like this to be. We bring them in. We can even close our eyes. We can bring in the light and bring in the warmth of the Shabbat candles, and we'll sing together. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu le'adlitner shel Shabbat. Shabbat shalom, everyone. And now we're going to do to give a blessing called the Birkat HaBanim, the blessing of the children. And I'll give this blessing to each of us here so that we can experience this blessing in our lives. The first blessing is the blessing for Sarah, Rebecca, Leah, and Rachel. Yisimach Elohim
Kisara Rika Le'avrachel. May God make you like Sarah, Rebecca, Leah, and Rachel.
And the next blessing is for Ephraim and Manasseh. Yisimcha Elohim ke'Ephraim v'che Manasseh. May God make you like Ephraim and like Manasseh. Yivarechecha Adonai b'yishmerecha. May God bless you and keep you. Ye'er Adonai panave lecha v'chuneka. May the light of God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yisa Adonai panave lecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May God's face be near to each of you, and may God bring you peace. Amen. Amen. May each of us have peace together on this Shabbat day. I want to sing together Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem is a song in which we're really hoping for the entity of Shabbat to come in and bless us with Shabbat joy and with Shabbat peace. So please join us.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachei HaShare, Malachei Elyon. Mi'elech Malachei HaMalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boachem L'Shalom, Malachei HaShalom, Malachei Elyon. Minalech Malachei HaMalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu L'Shalom Malachei HaShalom Malachei Elyon. Minalech Malachei HaMalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sehem L'Shalom, Malachei HaShalom, Malachei Elyon. Mi'elech Malachei HaMalachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Wishing everyone a Shabbat Shalom. Now that we've brought in Shabbat, I also want to bring in the blessings of healing by singing the words of the Misha Berach, and recognizing that the reason that we're here in this way today is because of COVID-19 and the terrible illness which is separating all of us and which is causing a lot of people some suffering. I have a prayer that my brother-in-law, Randy Getz, gave at our Passover Seder. I'd like to recite it now before we sing the Misha Berach. It's by Erica Brown. God, who brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, shower us today with your wonder. Bring a swift and steady end to the plague blowing through the world like pestilence. Free and deliver us. Redeem and liberate us. Lift and carry us through this crisis. Shine your enduring love on those performing daily miracles, medical personnel and teachers, grocery and delivery workers, sanitation crews and volunteers, and all of our healers and our helpers. Reward their kindness with good health and 1,000 blessings. We thank them for lifting and carrying us through this crisis. Endow us with the abundant love, compassion, strength, and extraordinary patience to remain kind in these trying times and find true shelter in each other. Let us lift and carry one another through this crisis. Bring solace and consolation to those who are grieving and those who are alone, and grant a complete healing of body and soul to those who are suffering. In the spirit of Isaiah's wisdom, for God comforts our people and will have compassion on God's afflicted ones. Hear us, O Lord, and answer us. Lift and carry us. And we say, Amen. Amen. We're going to sing the Misha Berach blessing, asking for God's healing. We'll sing the first part together, and then we'll leave a little space so that if you'd like to
You can unmute yourself through this blessing. You can say the names of people that we're praying for their healing at this time, and then we'll continue and sing the second part of the blessing.
Mishabera avotenu mikor ha-raham limotenu. Bless those in need of healing with refuah shlema, the renewal of body, the renewal of spirit, and let us say, Amen.
Jerry Steinberger, Terry Cohn, Michael Johns. Oh.
Thanks.
Bless those in need of healing with refuah shlema.
The renewal of spirit, and let us say, Amen.
May all who are in need of healing find healing soon, find a complete healing. Refuah shlema. I want to finish tonight with the Kiddush blessing, this delicious, joyful blessing on which we, the Sarabim, in which we drink some grape juice or some wine, and we celebrate the joy of being free to celebrate Shabbat, the joy of being able to stop our work for a while and just rest in the presence of being and being able to enjoy what we have. So please join me if you wish. Yom HaShishi Vayechulu HaShamayim VeHaaretz VeChol Tzevaan VaYechal Elohim VaYom HaShvi'i Malach Tov Asher Asa VaYishbot VaYom HaShvi'i Mikol Malach Tov Asher Asa Vayavarach Elohim et Yom HaShvi'i Vayakadesh Oto Ki Bo Shabbat Mikol Melachto Asher Bara Elohim La'asot Tzavrim Baruch Atadonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Peri Hagafen Baruch Atadonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'ratzavanu V'Shabbat Kodesho V'Ahava U'Ratzon Yivanu Zikaron Lema'aseh Bereishit Ki Hu Yom Tehillah L'Mikra Kodesh Zecher L'Tziyat Mitzrayim Yivanu B'chor to a joyous Shabbat. And one last prayer from
my friend Mayor Chapman, who is a meditation teacher here in Madison and who taught me to meditate. Her post on Instagram today was, "May I accept the things the way they are. May I be undisturbed by the comings and goings of events. May I be peaceful in the midst of what's difficult." I wish everybody peace in the midst of what's difficult and some joy in the midst of these times. I love seeing everybody's faces, and I really can't wait for the time when we're all sitting next to each other again. Shabbat shalom to everybody.
Shabbat shalom.
Have a wonderful weekend. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat. Happy Passover.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, everybody.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom to everyone. Thank you for coming.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Danielle. Shabbat shalom, Jordan. Shabbat shalom, Micah and Julia. Shabbat shalom, Bubby and Poppy. We love seeing your faces.
Shabbat shalom.